Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as Pastor Jim continues teaching on reasons why we are living in the Revelation generation. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Hi there, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tammy Sue and everybody. Yes. Welcome. We are in chapter 9 of the book of Revelation today. Is that good?
It's exciting.
It takes me back to Tuesday night, Studio City Cafe.
Me too.
Hearing your voice, hearing the teachings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I want to tell you something. Word by word, you can understand for the first time the book of Revelation.
It's so true.
You know, one of my last wishes on earth is that I get to teach again the entire Revelation.
Amen.
And I'd love to do it with the students and the people from that live at Morningside, you know, and have everybody together and have it live if you want to on TV, but do whatever. I mean, television is what we do.
Streaming.
But I'd love to do it one last time, you know, with my new hair and everything.
Oh, he's saying that because if you receive the Revelation Reveal DVD set, which is 30 hours of Jim teaching the book of Revelation. Every Tuesday night, we were there together, but 30 hours, 14 DVDs, but Jim's hair back in those days.
No beard, and his hair was brown,
I think.
Brown or whatever.
Yep, it was brown.
But anyhow, I would love to do it. I love that with having a class.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about going back to the studio as soon as possible now. We're hoping to get back, so we're planning on that right now, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we're making all the plans to get back in the studio. We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. In fact, I'm having the first meeting with our volunteers and
our
people that live there, if they want to come in.
Yes, our residents, our staff, they have been so faithful during this time
to help us.
We really do. It's amazing to see the community.
I'm going to come out of my cave and speak. Yeah. To the people, and Lori's going to be there too.
Absolutely.
So we're just excited about what's happening. Yeah. Our store is getting new merchandise,
so
Tammy Sue's been working with the store a lot, and it's really great.
Yeah.
And today we're going to try to have a review again of the Home Shopping Network.
Right.
Right. So exciting.
Faith based.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's very, very important.
Yeah.
I missed the Christian bookstores.
And me too.
I want you to pray for them and support them. And let's keep them all open as possible around America.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest percentage of them have gone under, just closed down. And it's wrong because we need Christian books and material.
That's right.
And especially the children now don't get it in school.
No.
And they need to have it.
So I
want to make sure that if you want to order some of the books we talked about on yesterday's show, things for the children, you can do it on credit card now.
That's
I'm making it clear. I want to make it clear that the credit cards are working now again.
That's right. Now, that's been huge. Even for many of you, you've been calling us and asking, can I give my monthly pledges? Can I do my monthly donations for the products that you had been receiving on a monthly basis? The answer is yes, yes, yes. You can now do all your processing. The credit card processing is up and running on the Jim Baker Show website, along with our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. So we are now able to process credit cards. What a miracle that has been for
us. It really is.
I want to open up with my dear friend John Paul Jackson, who just happens to be in heaven, but we have a connection that we don't tape up there, but we have some tapes from before.
Amen.
And I want to run because he talks about what's going on and what's happening in Revelation chapter 9 as we begin what's happening in the last day. So here's John Paul Jackson.
The time frame that we've entered into is not a short time frame. It's going to last quite some time, and we're going to become closer to God for it. Some of the other things that are going to be happening in geophysical issues are jet streams are seemingly going to go wild to weather forecasters and cause major weather shifts around the world. There'll be drought in some areas, and water from some of your faucets will be more expensive than oil. earthquakes will begin to strike not only coastal areas, but even the Midwest will experience a devastating one. In fact, the Midwest may experience one before any coastal city does. A volcano will erupt and begin to become active and eventually erupt in the United States again. There will be thunderstorms with softball-sized hail and 24 inches of rain within a 24-hour period of time. There's going to be places where 3 feet of snow will fall in a 6-hour period of time. There will be times when tornadoes strike this nation with winds of more than 350 miles an hour, and there will also be tornadoes in unusual places. In other words, places that typically don't have tornadoes will experience them. There will be a hurricane that ends up striking this nation with winds of over 180 miles an hour and storm surges that flood miles inland. There will be a hurricane, at least one hurricane, with a storm diameter of around 500 miles. There will be an unexpected blight that's going to hit a type of hybrid seed and weaken the yield as almost like a strike of God against the mind of man who thinks they can control seed output. In addition to drought and devastation from storms, these storms are actually going to dramatically cut into various harvests, and national food shortage will happen as the food storage program begins to be depleted. There will be an epidemic that will take many lives, and it will not just be here in the United States, but it will also be here and elsewhere. It might actually begin elsewhere and come in here. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, just as the prophet Joel spoke of. The bubble around our solar system, and I'm not exactly sure what this means. I'm just reporting what I have seen. The bubble around our solar system is weakening, and harmful rays will end up coming in and form new major skin sores or skin diseases that have been undetected before. Another thing that's going to happen is the Earth's magnetic fields are going to begin to shift, and as they shift, large cracks are going to form in that shield. This is going to somehow allow solar winds to affect weather patterns here in the United States and other places in the world. This will also cause major problems with satellites and communication systems between airplanes and satellites and ground systems, etc. Your cable TV, for example, there's going to come a time when airplanes will even be grounded because of communication difficulties.
Wow, that is something. That is powerful. Some of these
John Paul Jackson.
And this was a couple years ago, and some of these things have already come to pass.
Yeah. I mean, just last week, they had hail the size that he's talking about.
Exactly. And when he said it was going to snow, you know, so many feet within so many
This is the worst snow some areas had. Our producer's daughter had about 3 feet of snow in her yard.
And it all happened within hours. I mean, that's just what's so shocking, even if you live in a snow area.
Yeah. So Revelation chapter 9 is where we are right now.
Okay.
And as we go along, we're nearing the Revelation where the rapture takes place. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be pretty cool in a few days. But right now, today, I want to be able to take on the seventh seal, the fifth and the seventh trumpet, verse 1. And the fifth angel messenger sounded. Trumpet sounds a blast. And I saw a star in the Greek, and remember that's Aster. This asteroid fell, and it looks like a star falling from heaven. But as you know, stars are so big that it's not a star. It's an asteroid. It's a chunk of something coming from the sky into the earth. He was given the key. Something's locked or closed up of the bottomless pit, the infernal abyss. This pit is a great hole in the earth. The center of the earth, perhaps. The volcano goes down to fire and brimstone. Did you know that, everybody? Mm. That's what, when that comes up, boy, that molten lava, and that shoots up, and that's what's coming on Earth. Mm. Let's look at this piece from Cascadia. Could be the worst disaster in North America. Let's run that piece.
In the Pacific Northwest, a slow-motion collision of tectonic plates along the Cascadia subduction zone has been building tension for over 320 years. And when that tension is released, the resulting earthquake is likely to be as large as a magnitude 9. That will be 45 times more powerful than California's most destructive quake in 1906, and the consequences defy imagination. This megathrust earthquake is predicted to be so significant, locals simply call it the big one. And scientists estimate that it has an alarming 37% chance of occurring within the next 50 years. Remember the Fukushima power plant disaster? In 2011, Japan was hit by a magnitude 9 earthquake, similar to what we're anticipating here on the West Coast, and it unleashed a tsunami of devastating proportions. Chris Goldfinger is a geologist in Oregon who studies earthquakes, and he happened to be in Japan when the quake hit. I asked him to tell me about his experience.
We went outside and just watched the buildings moving, flagpoles whipping, and it just felt like the whole earth had turned to liquid, and yet you could feel this grinding plate underneath us. And as we watched it, though, we knew that Northeast Japan wasn't expected to have anything bigger than about an 8.4. But when it hit 3 minutes and went past 3 minutes, we knew that was wrong. We were going, this is a 9. It has to be a 9. That's what it takes, 3 minutes.
Because of a long history of earthquakes, Japan was so well prepared that this megaquake destroyed a relatively small number of buildings. But they just didn't expect the size of the tsunami that followed. Allison Perch, an engineer from Oregon, visited in the aftermath.
It toppled most of their tsunami walls, inundated huge amounts of the Japan coastline. It killed 16,000 people. And we were there 6 to 8 weeks after the tsunami, going and standing there and smelling the fish smell. And you can imagine where the water went because you can see the water lines on the trees on the hills around it. You can see the pieces of people's lives strewn around. So as an Oregonian, that's really hard, knowing that that's what our coastline's gonna look like.
If that had been Cascadia and I'd been at work, my building would have collapsed. There's no question about it. I might have gotten out, I might not, but it would be gone. Everybody thought Cascadia was aseismic, meaning no earthquakes, because historically that's what it was. It was dead silent. And then the first evidence was discovered in the early to mid-80s and realized that we just happened to be sitting in a quiet spot.
The Cascadia subduction zone is a 600-mile fault that runs from Northern California up to British Columbia. Over the last 10,000 years, geologic records show that there have been 41 subduction quakes here, which averages out to about one every 250 years. The last one came in the year 1700. That's 321 years ago. Since then, tension along the subduction zone has been slowly building as the Juan de Fuca plate steadily pushes into and under the North American plate. The plate edge continues to gradually bend and buckle, and one day, it'll release that tension, causing up to 5 minutes of violent shaking and triggering an immense tsunami that could reach 100 feet in some areas.
If you were looking at a bird's eye view of Portland or Seattle, very soon after shaking started, bridges and other longer infrastructure are going to be warping and falling off their foundations. You would see unreinforced masonry buildings start to collapse. This is where 95% of Oregon and Southwest Washington's fuel is brought in and stored. These tanks will deform, they'll spill. Any type of spark or metal hitting each other could also start a fire. The Cascadia subduction zone earthquake is going to be one of the worst disasters America has ever seen.
Officials in Portland, Oregon created this animation showing what they predict one of the busiest bridges in the Northwest will look like. And it's not pretty. In the aftermath of the quake, survivors along the coastline in towns like Seaside, Oregon, will have as little as 20 minutes to evacuate before the massive tsunami hits.
In a place like Seaside, what we need to do is get from here up to the hills right back there. It's a very straight path. It's not that far. It's a very doable evacuation. But there's a problem here because there's no way to get there without crossing one of these bridges. The bridges were built before plate tectonics, so we've got no retrofitting at all. If these bridges go down, people trying to evacuate are going to have a problem. They're going to have to swim the river and then continue evacuating up the hill.
To get an idea of just how risky this situation is, Chris actually flew our camera person over Seaside in his acrobatic plane.
flying over over Seaside, you can see how low elevation the town is. The ground doesn't really rise much until you get well on the other side of the highway. Pretty much everything on the west side of Highway 101 is pretty likely to be inundated.
I mean, I came home from Japan feeling optimistic about it, but at the same time, I look around at the Pacific Northwest, and I can see just visually that, yeah, we are 1,000 years behind, and this is not going to be easy to catch up.
Wow.
Well, this is powerful information. The Revelation 1:18, it says, I am he that liveth and was dead, this is Jesus, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
And have the keys of hell and of death. That's why Jesus paid the price. He has the keys of hell. Amen. He is saving you from hell. Amen. By his death. Yeah. You have eternal life in heaven. Some feel this is the same angel in Revelation 20, verse 1 and 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2, and he lay hold on that dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and the devil and Satan. You know, that's both his names. But he was bound and bound him 1,000 years. Verse 3 says, and he cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. That 1,000-year reign and that time that we're going to have to be with the Lord forever with on earth. And that's going to be the millennium reign. It's going to be amazing. And after that, he must be loose for a little season. Let's go to Revelation 9, verse 2. And he, and in the Greek it opened, he opens up the bottomless pit, the infernal abyss, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great, mega, big, exceedingly great furnace. What is this, Armando?
Boy, that can be a... asteroid, it can be a volcano, it can be both.
I think it's a volcano.
Wow.
Because the volcano would be the furnace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be like a chimney going up from the earth. And the sun and the air was darkened, and that's what happens to volcanoes.
Mm. Right.
And they're blinded by reason that the smoke of the pit, it says, because of the smoke of the pit. Mm-hmm. And that will turn the sky black. Verse 3, and there came out of the smoke locusts, or as lightning on top of vegetation, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power to sting. Hmm. Locust is God's wrath. It consumes, ravage and devours all vegetation, driven by the wind. Mandu, you have a news report about the locusts recently, right?
Yes, sir. This is according to the Business Insider. A swarm of locusts of biblical proportion is threatening the food supply of over 20 million people in this Africa.
Ooh.
That's not counting the Middle East. That's not counting Asia. This report, it came in top of the crisis with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. In the midst of a crisis of COVID-19, the depletion of food began to go lower and lower with this locust, and people could not fight this off. People were not allowed to go out and save their crops. Mm. Therefore, you're seeing over 20 million people fighting this food shortage just in East Africa alone, not counting the Middle East and Egypt, where a swarm of locusts just started taking over Egypt.
I need to teach a little bit about the locusts, because the locusts here come out of the, I call it the volcano, because it comes out of this furnace, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. from the earth.
Yeah.
And I believe they're supernaturally locusts used for judgment. And locusts are evil. I mean, they go out and they can destroy thousands of acres.
Yes,
they say
crops.
You can just hear it. It's just I've seen this roar that
Have you ever seen them, honey?
Yes, I have.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost makes the sky go black when they get in great wrath of them,
Right. I saw them in Kansas one time when I was a little girl. That kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, whoa.
And you know, they don't usually sting us that I know of. I've never been stung by one, but I've walked through them. And 38 times in the Bible, we hear about the locust. Mm-hmm. It's a type of plague. It's an innumerable army.
Wow.
So God will use that term to mean a great army.
Yeah. Wow.
Judges 7:12 says the Bible there talks about locusts and grasshoppers being like a multitude of armies or armies. Verse 12 goes on and says that the Mennonites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sands by the seaside for multitude. Psalms 105:26 says, Moses and the plagues of Egypt. Verse 26, he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. Verse 27, they showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. Verse 28, he sent darkness, the causes, and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. Verse 29, he turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Verse 30, their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chambers of their kings. Verse 31, he spake, and there came diverse sorts of lice and flies all along the coast. Verse 32, he gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. Verse 33, he smote their vines also and their fig trees and broke their trees of their coast. 34, he spake, and the locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number. Verse 35, and they did eat up all the herbs in the land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. Verse 36, he smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. Verse 37 goes on to say, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among the tribes. Verse 38, Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of the Lord fell upon them. Verse 39, and he spread a cloud, Jesus, for a covering, and he fire to give light in the night. Mm. Back to Revelation 9 now. I need to hurry because we got a lot to do on today's program. Verse 4, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass or the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. These are the normal things locusts eat. But only those men and women which have not the seal, the approval or the genuineness of God in their forehead, their face. Verse 5, and to give it them it was given that they should not be killed them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. Now listen to me. I'm going to read this. Now listen. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion. Scorpion stings. You ever been bitten by a scorpion? Anybody
actually,
here?
I have been. I'm from Arizona. Yes.
Oh, you have scorpions there.
Oh, yeah.
They sting.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they torment. I mean, they burn.
Yeah.
They fire. You know, and the sting of a scorpion is not lethal. You didn't die.
No, I didn't die.
But the poison sets the nerve center on fire.
Yeah.
Some believe this is like the spiritual warfare inside of man that's coming with this judgment.
Wow.
And that's why these things that come out of the pit, I believe, are more than just scorpions or other things, you know, or
the locust.
This could be fear. It could be unbridled fear. It could be demon possession.
Now, you just said unbridled fear. That's a very fascinating word. When you think about unbridled, meaning it's just like an unbridled horse when it just goes and it's not trained. And oh my gosh, just to think about the fear that it'll set inside of people. I can see why many scholars believe that.
Well, I find it interesting that in the scriptures that you read, there's mention of the coast, and that judgment begins at the coast. And when we hear and study the prophets, prophet like David Wilkerson and several other prophets have always said that the judgments will begin at the coast, whether it be the west coast, whether it be the east coast. And here in the same scriptures, the Bible deals with the coast. There's something about the coast that God deals with, and when he deals with it, he deals with it with a storm of plagues and a storm of locusts, a storm of caterpillars, a storm of fear, almost like what you just mentioned. The fear that will come over people when they see some of this event will be like none other like we've ever seen. And if you watch the headlines as pastor is reading the word, you're starting to notice there is a trend in the word of God with the judgments. There is what they call that trend, that you follow that thread, and we're seeing that thread right now. Many scholars can debate this, but you can't debate when the word of God is so clear about the trumpets. Your theology can be one way, your theology can go another way, but what the Bible talks about, what will be the signs before the return of Jesus, will be mega earthquakes, mega volcanoes, mega activities in the sun and in the moon. So you are right. What we're seeing right now, what I'm trying to tell you is this: keep your eye on the coast. If you live on the west coast, keep your eye on the coast. If you live on the east coast, keep your eye on the coast. I don't think the word of God gets any more clear about how God deals with judgment in a nation.
I want to play. We had with us a really powerful speaker who brought us a video of Cascadia fault lines.
The subduction zone.
I mean, it's so big that I can't even hardly grasp it because it's multitude of volcanoes.
They call it the big one. And this is the most underrated. All of our attention has gone to Yellowstone. But the Cascadia, the subduction zone, is what will trigger 11 volcanoes that go on talked about. Mount Rainier, Mount Etna that you spoke about, Dad, those are the key ones that we want to watch. And Steve Quayle was just here, and you just mentioned it. And I hope you order that DVD, because I want to tell you something. If there was a Book of Revelation picture, that is it right there. Can we show them?
Yeah, do that.
Listen, we want to show you this. And get your Bible out as you're watching.
People need to order it. They don't have it. I'm telling you, this one's coming, and we better be ready for it. This is where we are in the revelation right now.
You know how desperate our people are right now? I walked to go get some products for myself to the partner store, and there was probably about three or four ladies. They're saying, please give me the Cascadia DVD. I saw Pastor Jim show it yesterday. I have to leave with it. I cannot leave without it, they said.
We're going to try to put everything in our store. It's just that people buy it so fast online. But now we're gonna stock the store, too, as heavier as we can. So everybody can pick things up that want to there. But let's roll that, Cascadia, right now.
Under the deep Pacific, 300 miles west off the coast of Oregon, the earth is rumbling, a telltale sign of the devastation to come. Constantly shifting and exploding since the dawn of time, famous volcanoes, Mount Vesuvius, Krakatoa. Mount St. Helens have changed the landscape and human life globally. Most people in the United States know just one fault line by name, the San Andreas, which runs nearly the length of California and is perpetually rumored to be on the verge of unleashing the big one.
What's more likely to happen on a human length scale is that one of the Cascade volcanoes will erupt.
Forget the Yellowstone supervolcano. Did you know that just north of the San Andreas lies another fault line, known as the Cascadia Juan de Fuca subduction zone, and a much more awesome and explosively violent collection of volcanoes known as the Cascade Range, a chain of volcanic mountains that follow the same course 100 or so miles inland. The Pacific Northwest sits squarely within the Ring of Fire. Off its coast, the Juan de Fuca plate is slipping beneath the North American one.
Offshore, you have the subduction zone. So you have the North American plate, and then you have the Juan de Fuca plate that is sinking down beneath North America. And the Cascadia fault line is where those two are touching and where the plates are, in fact, rubbing against each other. They're mostly stuck, and then occasionally when they let go, you get one of these very large megathrust earthquakes, and the plates slip.
If, on that occasion, only the southern part of the Cascadia subduction zone gives way, the magnitude of the resulting quake will be somewhere between 9 and 10 point. That's the big one. If the entire zone gives way at once, an event that seismologists call a full margin rupture, the magnitude will be somewhere between 9.7 and 10.2. That's the very big one. When, not if, the next great Cascadia subduction zone earthquake strikes the Pacific Northwest, Oregon will face the greatest challenge in its history. Buildings, transportation network, utilities, and population are simply not prepared for such an event. The truth is, we are facing a very real and a very imminent ticking time bomb right here in the USA. Cascadia, the big one.
Wow. This is incredible.
You can order it right now by your credit card. Yes,
right.
Those who wanted it and the people want it, they didn't order it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get it right now using your credit card.
That's right.
Cascadia documentary DVD offer for $35. Mm-hmm. That includes your shipping and your handling.
Yeah.
So for just $35, this is the one your family's got to see.
Yes.
You've got to see. You've
right.
got to know what's coming so that you will not be shocked,
mm-hmm.
that you won't be scared.
That's
You're
right.
going to know, and it won't catch you unaware.
Yeah. And these are scientists, so you're not going to feel afraid to show this to your family. And it's not a religious film. It's a scientific with experts literally getting you into the conversation, showing us what would happen. I have a headline here just to follow up on that. If the Cascadia goes, they are so afraid for this. Officials, a dam in Oregon could fail in a large earthquake. Earthquakes in the Cascadia subduction zone have an average magnitude of around 9, making them among the world's biggest. A quake in that zone has a 37% probability of happening off the Oregon's coast in the next few years. I'm telling you, this is not something that you're going to want to miss out. This is information that the Jim Baker Show has dedicated to bring to you, has moved, if I can say this, mountains to bring this product into your hands.
Yes.
Go to the website, jimbakershow.com,
right.
or give us a call right now. Remember, we are accepting credit cards, so we can do that right away.
We work day and night to bring the Jim Baker Show. It's not just me sitting here doing
that's
my
right.
show,
oh,
but I have
my.
A full team that's working all the time. Your husband, John, is
yes.
our news director.
That's right.
Mondo is working all the time. That's how we find this.
Yeah.
We're working with Steve Quayle, with all these people, and we're booking them, and we're getting their ability to put it together and Skyping and travel and all the things that it takes to put on a show. And it takes a lot of people.
Yeah, it sure
and
does.
It takes finances.
Yes, it does.
And so we started our home shopping, our faith-based home shopping network.
Right.
We're just really getting into it, much bigger now. It's going to be expanded. Mm-hmm. You that watch us on the different networks,
right,
you're going to be able to see the shopping shows separately.
Mm-hmm.
But we yesterday we just gave you a little taste
preview.
of some of the things for spring and for the children. But we want you to order them. And if you missed yesterday, I want to make sure that you know that you can use your credit cards when you order this product. So I want you to write it down right now and what the name of the product is so you can get it.
Well, first of all, we're going to start with the Family Garden offer. I told Maricela just a little bit ago, oh boy, I love this. I would love to have this for myself. So that was hint, hint, everybody around here. Okay.
And in this offer, you're also going to receive the Family Garden Planner book. This will help you organize your food growing for a year, helpful worksheets, weekly tasks, expert advice, all in this planner right here, along with the Family Garden Plan, grow a year's worth of sustainable and healthy food. So this is going to be a guide when you open it up. It has beautiful large print, which we love, but it also gives you all the worksheets that you will need to be able to plan everything out for an entire year's worth of food. In this, we're also throwing in the seeds. These are our heirloom seeds, which are absolutely amazing.
So excited about this.
Up to 10-year shelf life. So this is for emergency planning. You can store these in room temperature, but these are the seeds to grow and store. You have your fruits and your vegetable.
Uh-huh.
And just quickly, you're going to receive sweet corn, melon, peas, radish, lettuce, carrots, onion. I mean, the list goes on and on, over 21 varieties of seeds
cucumbers,
included.
Cucumbers, kale, and did you say lettuce and melons? Onions, peas, pepper sweet, pepper hot, radishes, and just romaine and spinach and squash, winter squash. That's really good. They grow long into the fall. And tomatoes, and even the cherry tomatoes and the slicing tomatoes.
Right.
Yeah, there's
and
beets
so,
in
and
there.
My favorite, watermelon seeds. But you have this whole bucket of seeds. I don't have the exact number of seeds, but I know it's hundreds of seeds in here to plant a huge, huge garden for you to plant and eat and repeat. This is...
And the thing that I love this, too, is you can share this with your community.
That's so good.
If you are planting community gardens, there is enough seeds in this bucket right here to help you do that.
So you can plan
multiple gardens out of this one bucket of the seed to grow and store. These are heirloom seeds. So what that means is that each year you can take the seeds and you can replant them every single year. So that is this wonderful offer. This is the Family Garden offer for a donation of $125 to the ministry. You'll receive this entire collection right here on the screen, plus the heirloom seeds for a donation of $125 to the ministry.
And what I love about this, honey, is that you could, you know, you could keep the seeds for yourself and, of course, spread it around with family and friends, but also these little gift items that we just shared with you. These are great gift items. You can break this up to different people and they will be so appreciative of it. Another one I absolutely love is the Garden Spring Collection.
You know what? All these things are first class.
Oh,
they're like you're shopped at the best gift shops in the world.
Exactly. That's we are.
Would you pick that up off the store shelf and buy it for somebody?
Just
of course.
The box itself. The presentation of the box is just
and
so
they say,
beautiful.
Oh, Lori, you have such good taste.
Oh, and I'm so grateful that our buyers, which is Maricela, has good taste because she knows what looks good and what she knows what I love.
So included in this $75 offer, you're also going to receive the Garden Vase Notepad.
Look how
which we
pretty.
Absolutely love. This is the notepad.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to use. Mom has always taught us we take lots of notes. We have notepads.
Yes.
She's the notepad queen. We have notepads all over the entire
home. She takes them in church as well as
she
everywhere
does.
Else.
Yes.
Well, if you don't write it down, I mean, I think there's that old saying.
Now, yes, would you lay this on the counter? We could get you
goodness.
One. Because every day you have a notepad there.
I do.
So the
I
secret,
do.
Dad, is this bundle. We actually should call it Lori Loves It.
This
because
is Lori
this
loves
is
it.
Lori Loves It package right
I
here.
Do.
She selected it. She said, I have to have this because
so
I absolutely
pretty.
Love this
Most
bundle.
Most of everything we offer now is endorsed by Lori.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is specially picked for her show.
Yes.
But Herschel won't be offering it for a while. We'll
That's
get it.
Right.
We'll get it first.
A few other things you're going to receive in this is the weekly organizer. So this is a 52 undated linen embossed hardcover spiral binding. It's complete. It's absolutely beautiful. It's elegant.
That's that big. That's the long one there.
Yes,
it's
so that's
it's
right.
a weekly organizer. You can use any time you need to track your weekly appointments, maybe make a meal plan. Or
so it sits
a
up on the
list.
Counter.
So you can do this yourself. You fill this out for yourself, whatever your needs are. Yeah. Whatever your to-do list
and
is.
Look how beautiful all
oh,
this
I
is.
Oh, I love it.
With all the beautiful
look
spring colors.
Look how pretty
colors.
It is on the back, everybody,
That's
too.
Right.
Even with, look at that. Just a pretty, it's just a beautiful piece.
Yes.
I love this. And along with that, you'll also receive the note cards. You know what I love? So many of you write, we've offered cards in the past, and so many of you write notes to us on
That's
the different
right.
cards
yes.
that we've offered to you. And I just love that. These are darling little cards. And how many cards in here, Maricela?
18 cards. So there's 18 cards included, and there's 7 different occasions. So there's actually different occasions on these different cards that you can send
out. Oh, every woman
out.
Who writes
right?
cards
yes.
needs this set.
That's right.
That's exactly.
Because, Lori, you know we're always looking
yes.
for a thank you card.
Yeah. Look at
always
this is birthday
for...
blessing.
Yeah.
So, Mom, you've always taught us our birthday blessings. So there's 7 different occasions. Mm-hmm. Some of them are blank so that you can custom write a special note as well.
So you have sympathy, thank you, thank Thinking of you, get well, congratulations, and the blank cards.
Many
as well.
Of these gift items are manufactured by the number one gift supplier
yes.
in America.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
They're expensive. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. But we get them at the best price possible to offer to you. And you want to do this. So
that's right.
This deal goes for what?
Yes, this is a $75 donation to the ministry. You'll receive all 4 gifts that you can have to either give to different people in your life or do one full package for a donation of $75. And that includes the shipping and handling.
Yes.
Oh, you know, the next one is my favorite because
yes.
this
well,
is the one
it's the
I've
word
been asking
God.
And asking for. And this is for your kids.
Yeah.
All
yes.
your kids have it, right?
That's right. Yes.
And I'll tell you, Olivia is reading this to the other kids
she
already,
is.
And she reads it herself. But this book is the complete illustrated children's Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just filled
yes.
with Bible stories.
That's right.
And every page is color pictures.
Yes.
Every single page is color pictures.
Yes.
It's
beautiful.
Filled with it. Hundreds
yeah.
of
yes.
pictures in this Bible.
I love
every
the
page
quality.
Is
it's beautiful. Just incredible. And when
yes.
I saw Olivia the other day, Lori, she was here during her spring break time from school. And there she was, right there. I took that, snapped that picture because I saw her sitting on the floor over across from where we're taping the broadcast right now. And she was reading it, so it's so exciting.
Yes,
I love this
and
book.
And this is only for a donation of $25 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling. It's an amazing gift for the children in your life, grandparents. I know so many of you are looking for God-centered, faith-based items that you can give to your children.
Always.
So this is an amazing offer, the complete illustrated children's Bible for a donation of $25 to the ministry.
And you know, it has a presentation page.
You know, I'm
so
all
for
about
every
that.
grandchild,
yes.
we want our grandchildren to remember us, don't they?
Yes,
we do
we
anyway.
Do. Yes.
And then it's got the presentation page
yes.
to, from, and date there to go in the front of the book. So this would be the ideal gift. Get this for your grandchildren, please.
Yes.
Please, 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 please.
You know, honey, my
not for my sake, but for their sake.
Yes. May I just say that the presentation page, you know why it's so important, is my first little Bible that I have. And I have every single one of my Bibles. But my first Bible ever given to me as a baby was from my grandma and Grandpa Graham. Mm-hmm. And so when I see my grandma's handwriting in here, and
special.
It's just two Lori.
Well, Lori, you could use a credit card today and get one for every one of our grandchildren.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
This is really a good awesome. Thing.
Oh, we have excellent to quality.
Have to keep going along. If you want anything, be sure to mark it down and call us right now and order it, and it will be shipped right to your house.
Now look at this one. This is amazing. This is 101 Bible bedtime stories.
Yes.
And what a beautiful thing to read. You know, even if you're a grandma and grandpa and your children, the grandchildren don't live with you, you can still, maybe they come over and spend the night, or you can still read this to them, even if it's not bedtime. But for bedtime, Monticello was telling us how important it is.
Big pictures,
children.
Color on every page.
They're so vivid and bright. And imagine when a kid, I know whenever I read it to my kid, they get so intrigued by all the colors, and we're able to teach them
that.
The Word of God, and it's so exciting. Mm-hmm.
I have printed books my whole life, and
such
color printing is so expensive.
Yeah.
And these are color on every page.
Yeah.
And these are for little children as well as ones that are starting to read.
That's
so this is how they learn to
read. Absolutely,
and
yes.
you point an item, you say, there is a dog, or there is something animal in there.
But it's amazing how when you read these little stories, it goes so deep inside of them. That's
it
the thing
sure
I'm realizing
does.
With my kids. They know the Word of God.
Yeah.
Even from our bedtime stories, they know it gets inside of them, and we're training them up. So you can receive the 101 Bible bedtime book offer for a donation of $30. That's nothing to invest into your child and to train them up in the ways of the Lord.
Right. And I think it's incredible that the shipping and the handling is included with all these books and everything, because shipping and handling can be a little pricey, especially when it comes to books, because they're a little heavier. And to think that that's included in all of these offers is excellent. We also have with us the Bible infographics, Light and Dark, Heroes and Villains, and Mind Blowing. That sounds like Rabbi. It's going to blow your mind. Mind-blowing Bible facts. And so this is volume number 2 and then volume
1.
You get both books?
Yes, you get both. Volume 1 and volume 2 of the infographics book
for only $35.
$35 donation. Yes.
Wow, this is so cool. I'm just on the front for and I could just see especially
just to
boys.
Pay the people that made these, it would be that much, because I'm telling you,
the quality
this is
amazing.
So much information and things for the kids to study and have fun with.
I mean, just the front of this one's the Bible infographics for kids. Giants, it talks about ninja skills. A talking donkey? And what's the deal with the tabernacle?
Don't you love that?
That's
love that.
Great. Yes. That's very Ninja intriguing.
Skills.
Yeah.
Those are two great books that you could get for your grandchildren for a gift of just $35. And that includes shipping and handling.
That's right.
And use your credit cards. You can use your credit cards now. With our ministry, God has granted us another miracle.
That's exactly.
All right, what's
next?
We have
the Bible activity book, and this says for kids ages 9 to 969. So this
Thank you.
Almost my age.
We scored, everybody. Oh, wow.
Yes, I love that.
But I can see why it says that. What, from 9 to how?
It's so interactive.
969, like places
in
the Bible.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. And then you can fill in. Jonah was swallowed by a big fish while disobeying God's command to go where? And then you can fill it in.
And you get the Bible playing cards,
which are
biblical.
Yes, they are.
They're not playing cards.
No, it teaches the children about every Bible character in the entire Bible, who they were, what they did. So it's a great way. It's such a great tool to teach your children the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so this is for a donation of $25 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling. You're going to receive both items, so two items. First, you're going to receive the activity book. Along with the Bible infographic for kids playing cards. So that's for a $25 donation to the ministry.
Right.
And that includes shipping and handling.
You know, my grandchildren love to play games.
They do.
They love it.
And remember, if you want the entire package of the infographics for kids that we just talked about, you can receive Volume 1, Volume 2, the Infographics for Kids Activity Book, and the playing cards for a donation of $50 to the ministry.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow.
That's an amazing offer. If you have multiple grandkids like we do, that's the package for you. Mom and Dad, it's like we got to split them up and conquer.
That's an incredible offer, $50 for all of that. Oh, my.
Yes.
I would get that in a heartbeat. I love having things for the grandkids.
That's right.
Even keeping things here at my home.
Yeah.
And when they come over, then we can, you know, read through things together and do activities together. Also, real quick, we have a great book called A Place Called Heaven for Kids, 10 Exciting Things About Our Forever Home by Dr. Robert Jeffords, who we love so much. And he was on the broadcast with us recently with the book, A Place Called Heaven for Us, for adults. And it's like you said, I heard you say this the other day, honey, that heaven's been so real to you since you were a child. And so somebody made that real for you.
I think that's one of the things that keeps me going, you know.
Amen. That's right. And then also the other book is God Cares When I'm Afraid.
That's
and
right.
So you receive both of these books, the God Cares bundle, the book bundle for $30 donation to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
Two quality
that's
books.
That's right.
Yes, and okay. We have things for all ages. This is for the young adult woman like my age.
Oh,
you're growing.
Exactly.
Yes,
now,
I am.
This is Lori all day. And we all have a little Lori in our lives. And growing strong. This book is it's workouts, devotions, and recipes to become healthy from the inside out. Yeah. It is just absolutely beautiful.
So this is for your grown children and grandchildren.
Yes, the mothers out there, the young ladies that are growing strong in the Lord. And
this is a way I truly believe, you know, for many of you to mentor. This is a way for you to mentor these young adults, young women in your life. You know, we need you guys. I always say I'm constantly looking for mentors in my life that I can glean from and take the knowledge of just life that they've lived. So this is a way for you to bless them as you have young women in your life for Mother's Day. It'd make a special gift for Mother's Day. That's for a $30 donation. And Mom, as you said, I love it. It has recipes. There's actual pictures of workouts and a devotional to start the day. That's the Growing Strong book for a donation of $30 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling.
Okay, we're running out of time.
You're going to love this book. It's never ending. I love it. Okay, also,
Lori doesn't want to put it down.
No. I want this book myself.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
You're just
it's beautiful. I am just a young woman. Okay, we also have these beautiful devotionals, Beholding and Becoming, the Everyday Art of Worship. And I'm talking, everything is just quality with these books and everything that we're offering to you today. So
it's all quality.
It is. You will not be disappointed when they arrive in the mail. Also, we have Grace Lace, Discovering Timeless Truths Through Seasons of the Heart. And it's just absolutely beautiful. So you receive one of these books, like Grace Lace, for a donation, a $30 donation to the ministry, which includes shipping and handling. Or you can receive the Beholding and Becoming, the Art of Everyday Worship. And that one is for $30 offer as well. Or you can receive two.
Yes, if you'd like to receive both of them, two of these beautiful books for a $55 donation to the ministry. And that includes the shipping and handling.
All right. The time's going away.
I know.
And we got one thing for guys. Kind of like for guys, do you think?
I think gals love
and
this.
And gals
too,
who
yes, they do.
And farm girls would like this too. But this is my favorite, my red truck.
Yes, the red truck spring offer.
It comes in a box that is made for the truck.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Right.
So you receive assorted note cards, which are beautiful, different note cards. And also you receive the note cards that are the pop-up note cards that we just love.
Those are the best. These
really are
cards that pop up. You get the pop-up card, box full, you get the regular card. I don't know if you can see this on TV or not, but it's three dimension.
Yeah, it's kind of.
You know what pop-up cards are?
Oh, I love.
Well, you
them.
Get a whole box full of pop-up.
I always keep
trucks.
My pop-up cards that's longer right. than I do my regular, yes. and I always put my cards.
And this also, is for the grandmother who cares right. enough to spend, yes. send the very best.
That's yes. right.
And they're also going to receive one of the red truck spring garden flags, which are beautiful and so cute in all the little gardens that we see around Morningside too. So
cute.
this is the
cute.
Red truck garden flag,
so
and
cute.
Many of you already have the poles, so you can just order that as well. But you can receive all this entire bundle for a donation of $60 to the ministry, mm-hmm. and that includes the shipping and handling.
If they need a pole for the flag, do you know what it costs at all?
$20 donation to
extra.
The ministry. Yes.
If you want the flag pole yes. that you put these flags on in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this
yeah.
truck.
That's yes.
I know. You've always loved these red trucks, honey.
Red truck.
And the,
I had
this
a
is
red
the
truck
spring
once.
Collection of yes. the red truck. One
we
more thing.
We can't forget about Jesus.
We gotta hurry
this is so popular. I'm so surprised.
It is.
Because it's the Jesus doll.
Right.
That's right. And you all saw. Ages, Olivia, all the way down from Olivia down, they all loved it. And you saw how they were all interactive in different ways. Olivia did a puppet show, an entire puppet show, reading the back of this box, which is actually in English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. And it goes through the salvation yeah. message
yeah.
on it. And so Olivia literally is doing a puppet show for all her little cousins and siblings sitting right there. And so this is an amazing, amazing gift. This is the Jesus doll for a $25 mm-hmm. donation to the ministry. Look at little Kate. These are truly how
so
they are
precious.
At home. They carry
yeah.
them in their little arms.
So
it's the
cute.
Sweetest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for a $25 donation. Remember, this is a sneak peek into the faith-based home shopping network on the PTL television network. Remember, you can use your credit cards. We're now able to process credit cards.
Yes.
So we're so excited
praise
about that.
God.
Call us at 1-888-988-1588. The operators are standing by to help you. And you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com, where you can see all the brand new offers for spring, Mother's Day, any special occasion.
Yes.
Thank you, Marcella.
Our time is up,
our
honey.
Our time is gone.
Yes.
Wow. I'm excited about our new home shopping
yes.
network
yes.
that we're expanding. And we're going to have Bibles and books
mm-hmm.
and godly things. Beautiful thing.
Yes.
Oh,
oh,
I'm working
ready,
on some
everybody.
Things that things that we have in our home that
yes.
we've picked over the years.
Right.
We're inspired by this, and I want you to be watching. And every time you
yes.
order something, remember, you're supporting mm-hmm. this ministry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're keeping this gospel on the air.
Amen.
And we want you to use your credit cards now
mm-hmm.
because they're back.
That's right.
Amen.
Good.
We have to go.
We do. So call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.